Bickley and Murata. Social Studies. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
Sarah Cazell behind the wheel now for Social Studies, the final edition of the week.
This has become my favorite unofficial start to Social Studies.
It has.
Dan Bickley going,
I.
How do you spell that?
A-Y-E.
Yeah? When you put it on a shirt.
Want to?
Yeah.
We should have Bickley and Murata mornings shirts, though.
Yeah.
We have enough catchphrases and stuff that people play along with.
Whoever, that logo, the Shut Up Jarrett. Shut Up Jarrett. Shut Up Jarrett logo needs to be on a t-shirt.
One that Adam did?
Yes. Dueling Gambos.
Yeah, the Dueling Gambos would be good.
We never got
just
those.
No more graphics of you putting your face on other people's pictures.
Well, don't follow me at
last week. Man, I know I comment pretty much every time you do it. But goodness gracious, last week.
That was on your
horrible.
Face.
Horrible.
Yeah. It was on me, yeah. So your face with that hairstyle. Oh, dude.
I asked around. We have an in-house graphic designer that will help you with your Photoshop skills should you want to learn more.
Where's the charm in that?
Where's the charm? Yeah. Exactly. Where's the creep factor in that, Vinny?
Oh, man. If that's not enough of inspiration to follow us on Twitter, at Bickley_Murata, where you get to see those horrifying graphics every single week on Twitter.
I normally refer to them as nightmare fuel.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that is accurate. But do please follow us on Twitter, and that is how you get to participate in Social Studies. That's where we put the questions, and that is where I pulled the answers from. So let's look ahead to Sunday's game in Jacksonville. The Arizona Cardinals, potentially without two key players. Byron Murphy Jr. appeared on yesterday's injury report with an ankle issue, and then DeAndre Hopkins didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, listed as a ribs injury. Whose absence would hurt the Cardinals more against the Jaguars on Sunday? DeAndre Hopkins or Byron Murphy Jr.?
Ooh, that's a real good question. I would have to say probably Byron Murphy Jr. And before we move on, what do you think of ribs, Jarrett?
You're speaking, like, to eat?
What do you think I'm asking you?
It's the only part of the human anatomy?
It's your only area of expertise.
They're very, very effective in protecting the internal organs.
I like barbecue. I like barbecue pork ribs. I like barbecue beef ribs. I like barbecue spare ribs. I love Chinese barbecue spare ribs.
Okay. Chinese barbecue spare ribs, a little too fatty for my liking.
Here's what I'll say about ribs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of mess and effort to eat.
Uh-huh.
For not that much meat, you have to eat a lot of them, and they're usually expensive to get like a huge rack.
It's a very
meat is so delicious. Who are you talking to?
What in the world?
It's a very.
I heard two of the words he said, and I nearly passed out. And Bick, please stop body shaming the spare rib. A little too fatty. Come on.
It might not be that much meat, but that meat is perfect. Is it not? Sure. It's worth it to me.
Okay. Ribs is a very immersive experience. It is. Anyways, continue. I just was curious what you thought of ribs. he's deep in contemplation right now.
I have a lot of thoughts on ribs.
I haven't had them in a long time, but I love them.
Yeah. Jarrett, did you have something else to add?
No, I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
Like ribs. What else? Anything else?
To the question. How about this question, Jarrett? Whose absence would hurt the team more on Sunday, Byron Murphy Jr. or DeAndre Hopkins?
Byron Murphy is my answer, too.
Yeah. Depth issue?
Oh, yeah.
because the Cardinals have enough weapons to absorb maybe the loss of D-Hop, but that secondary...
It's closer than I expected it to be. 56% of our voters said Byron Murphy Jr.'s absence would hurt more. 44% went with DeAndre Hopkins.
See, I thought the star power and the name of DeAndre Hopkins, I actually thought it was going to go the other way, the poll. But
I give our listeners credit for their analysis. Our intelligent listeners, yes, absolutely. Are moving on to our next question. Through 2 weeks now of the NFL season, of these four rookie quarterbacks, including the one the Cardinals are about to face, who have you been most impressed with? Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, or Justin Fields?
Ooh. None of the above.
It's got to be Mac Jones, doesn't
it? I guess.
But that's not a high bar so far.
No.
I hope Trevor Lawrence does not ascend to the top of that list after Sunday.
We'll see how
Justin
Fields
does. That's really my
only
fear of this game, is that just something unlocking for him this weekend. Mm. Yeah, I think the hype of those young quarterbacks really kind of exceeds their ability at this point in time. I guess Mac Jones is the right call.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's who I voted for, too. 74% of our voters also went with Mac Jones. 14% said Justin Fields, and then single digits for the other two. 6.3% for Trevor Lawrence. 6% for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, Mac Jones has completed 74% of his passes. They're dinking and dunking like nobody's business, but still 74% in first two games of a career is pretty good.
Yeah. And then echoing both of your sentiments, Chuck Harris responded and said, none should be an option. All right, next question. At the very top of the show, Jarrett made the mistake of playing a Creed instrumental to lead us into one of our segments, and that led to Vince admitting that at one point in time you liked Creed.
He bought an album.
Enough to buy a CD.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, wow. See, CDs, kids. These like little shiny discs. That,
All right. Which band's album or concert are you most ashamed to admit that you once attended or liked or owned?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Who do you not want to own up to being a fan of at some point?
But we'll own up right now.
But you're
I
about
mentioned
to do it.
Creed earlier than that. Do you remember the song Unbelievable with the Andrew Dice Clay?
What?
Wait.
The EMF. It was a huge song.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay.
Wait, Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, there was a sample of Andrew Dice Clay. It's also, I think, the only high-charting hit. There was also a sample that included the granddaddy of all expletives that they play over and over in the song like 100 times.
Okay.
Nobody caught it.
Oh my gosh.
I got into that band and they were not good.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Dan?
I can't recall ever going to a concert that I was ashamed of.
You were never dragged to a concert by a partner or
I don't know. Let's
for anyone listening,
let's talk
tonight,
tomorrow night.
Tonight, 8 p.m. Rock Bar, Phoenix.
Allow us to drag you to a
but
show.
In terms of, I'm sure I could come up with something. I think I was embarrassed when I bought the Saturday Night Live soundtrack because
Saturday Night Fever.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Saturday Night Fever.
Okay,
but you're not anymore. It's a legendary album.
There must have been a band that you liked in high school or something that you now look back and be like, "How did I like that? They're so lame." Never. Always had good taste.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I never grew ashamed of bands or
nothing's
jumping out at me.
I also owned Bobby Brown's big album, Don't Be Cruel, but I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I'll still play it every once in a while in the car.
Some really good responses from our listeners, including Creed.
My prerogative.
From
well done.
Just to set that up.
Ryan Guard says, let's just say it breaks my achy breaky heart to think about it.
I got it.
Eric Myers, Nickelback, Silver Side Up. He says, I got sucked in by the song How You Remind Me, and it turns out every other song since sounds the exact same.
Yeah, How You Remind Me was a good song, though.
Oh, I never cared for it. Andrew Roberts, my high school girlfriend, was a huge New Kids on the Block fan. We went to their concert, and I was mocked mercilessly by my friends. Dominaton attended a Kenny G show. I was dating my wife at the time. That was her choice.
Burns what a dork.
A lot of people blaming their girlfriends and wives.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you do it.
Welcome.
That's how you do it.
How about this one? Burns and Ladmo says, I used to watch General Hospital in college. It gave me stuff to talk to girls about. The actor, Jack Wagner, released a song called All I Need, and I actually liked it.
All I need is just a little more time.
Yeah. And then Dave 1001 responded, I almost answered this question. Nice try. I got given up anything.
When I was married, I got dragged to a Nelly Furtado concert.
Ooh, yeah. Did you want to fly away?
I thought that was
like a bird, Vinny?
Band-aid.
I do like that song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Are you a promiscuous girl?
That's what I've heard about Vinny.
Truly.
Again, let's talk tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Social studies every day at 9 o'clock. And you can get involved on Twitter. @Bickley_Murata is where all the fun happens. Coming up next, An update on the injury front for the Arizona Cardinals. Not a good one, and it's starting to lead to questions. We'll get into those questions next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Football Friday with Bickley and Murata. Presented by 72 Soul, 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Tweet from 11 minutes ago from our very own Tyler Drake, and you can follow his stuff at arizonasports.com and him on Twitter at tdrake, the number 4 sports. Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins not out on the practice field during the open portion of Cardinals practice on Friday.
Mm.
That means no practice time at all for DeAndre Hopkins, who, you know, we've had the discussions over the last year plus about his practice habits anyway, but when there's an injury involved, there's a cloud of uncertainty going into Sunday's game, whether or not your top receiver will be available. And we just had the discussion again in social studies. If there's no DeAndre Hopkins and no Byron Murphy, neither one is ideal.
Yeah.
I think that the Cardinals could get away with not having DeAndre Hopkins for a game against Jacksonville, but you'd much rather have him out there.
Listen, without a doubt. And so this is one of those things where you really have no idea. Because I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is really going to address this. If this is just your typical Friday where D-Hop isn't practicing because of whatever discomfort, but he will be tough enough to play on Sunday, or if this rib injury really prevents him from running.
Well, I mean, it's a painful injury. Anybody that's ever hurt their ribs before, you know how painful it is. But again,
can't breathe.
We'll go back to what A.J. Green, his teammate and a member of that same receiver room, what he said yesterday.
Hop, don't miss games. He'd be fine.
All right. I mean, when there's no practice time logged, and we'll get an update after practice when the coaching staff and Cliff Kingsbury meets with the media, and maybe there will be a proclamation of a game time decision or – maybe even an announcement that he's not going to play. We shall see. Maybe we'll learn something today. Cardinals, as we said, they are equipped with other receivers. And I know a lot of people were, and I was one of them, Vic, going into the Minnesota game last week. I thought that would be a breakout game from a statistical standpoint for A.J. Green. Turned out more so to be one for Rondale Moore. But Green did get into the end zone. And A.J. Green, in his media session yesterday, talked about the Cardinals being able to, with their depth at the position, to be able to spread the ball around.
It's big. You just spread the ball around. I know, we know some games, Hop's going to get a lot of targets because he might be one-on-one. You know what I mean? And some weeks going to be C. Kirk, some weeks going to be me or Rondale. We just, like I said, we got to continue to work. One thing, but like I said, but our room coach, Jefferson, man, we always preach it together. And I feel like that receiver room, man, we together. Like, we don't about balls, not getting balls. We don't do none of that, some routes, like Hop, like some AJ, you can take that, I know you're good at that. So it's things like that, man. You appreciate somebody his caliber, especially Hop, can kind of be like, okay, AJ, you can take this route. I know you run this route a lot. So it's interchangeable, and it's having C. Kirk out there, the communication with C. Kirk, he can play every position. So, like I said, man, we got a special group.
Yeah, it's also something to consider, too, if Hopkins can't go on Sunday or doesn't go on Sunday. That positioning of him on that left side has been a staple of the offense for good or for bad for now going into its second season. What does it look like? What does that look like for Kyler Murray's comfort level if a guy like DeAndre Hopkins isn't out there?
That's a great question. And I think one of the fascinating things about Sunday's game to me is this is another platform for Kyler Murray because he has become can't miss television, not just for us because we don't miss a down that he plays ever. But I think for football fans, this guy has got people's attention just because it's something you haven't seen before. And he does stuff that people, that other people in the NFL can't do. And I heard somebody make the point, I forget whom, that so much is made of Kyler Murray's diminutive size, 5'10 and a quarter, allegedly. You can make the issue that he wouldn't be able to do what he does if he wasn't an undersized quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, one of the storylines so far of this year has been the inability to corral Kyler Murray. When he makes up his – whether he is just moving in the pocket to buy time or whether he gets out, That's what makes him one of the most elusive quarterbacks in history. One of the things, like the quickness is there, but the quickness in combination with the size, I agree with you. When you see Kyler Murray, and he's had a couple plays already this year, the play to Rondale Moore, the throws in each game to Christian Kirk to beat the zero blitz,
mm-hmm.
What other quarterback can do that? Maybe none.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, and he's stacking up these kind of performances, and he's stacking up this highlight reel stuff. He might be on a level right now where he'll just find a different dude. But if D-Hop can't play, I would really assume that this would be sort of a proving ground for A.J. Green and just how much he has left. Will he get separation against a number one quarterback?
Can you get back to that wide receiver one level?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so I think you'll find that out. I think the Cardinals have enough depth to survive that, but we also know that very frequently on those scramble plays, Kyler is first looking for D-Hop. In fact, he famously said last year, he just goes, I know D-Hop's down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just throw it up.
Right, just throw it up.
One note on from the Jacksonville side and getting ready for Kyler Murray. I thought this was an interesting quote from Urban Meyer, the head coach of the Jaguars, in the limitations his team has had in preparing for somebody like Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I've done it before. You know, when we played Marcus Mariota when I was at Ohio State, you put a jackrabbit back there and run around and all that. You know, we're playing again in 4 days after this one, so I'm just thinking big picture, we all are. We got two humid days, so how many reps can you actually get of that? So we're going to do it, but it wouldn't be the way that I'm used to doing it.
Do you know who you're going to put back there to?
We're just going to ask our quarterbacks. We can't do that. We just can't blow our guys out like that right now. Does that make sense?
So the gist of that is because they play on Thursday night next week, they haven't been able to pour as much attention to Kyler Murray for this Sunday because of the
sounds
weird.
Like he's already making an alibi for the upcoming loss.
Yeah, like look, I told you
for the upcoming
you,
two losses.
I told you Kyler Murray was going to run for 200 and throw for 300. We didn't have enough time to prepare for him because we got to worry about Cincinnati.
You
got to
worry
Thursday.
About the game after that.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Oh man. Yeah, look, I've said it before. It's one of the fascinating things about this. This is a football game involving probably second, third greatest college coach of all time. I mean, come on.
He's up there. I mean, not in terms of longevity, but certainly winning percentage.
What he did, where was he at before Utah? Was it Toledo?
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Bowling Green, 1 year, boom. Utah, boom. Ohio State, Florida. This guy is that guy in college football, number two in history,
mm-hmm.
and he's the overmatched head coach in a football game involving Kingsbury.
Can I just ask this question since you said Bowling Green?
Uh-huh.
Like the founding members of the Bowling Green State University in Ohio.
Right.
Green is in the name.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the meeting, hey, we're Bowling Green Bowling State. Green. What should our team colors be? Mm-hmm. And somebody said, brown and orange. And they went, let's go with it.
Done. Hey, the Browns have orange helmets.
At least they have brown in their, you know, in their color scheme. Anyway, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that keeps me up at night.
The White Sox wear black socks.
They do. Well, they're black stirrups. They're white socks and black stirrups.
Everybody wears stirrups anymore.
That's true. That is true.
All right, coming up next. You've heard him in music.
They are stupid. You musical, think about it.
They kind of are. They're totally unnecessary. You've heard him in musical form. Get ready to hear him in comedic form, hopefully. Jared Carlin and the Sports Kebab next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Okay, final half hour of the show on this Football Friday here on 98.7 FM. And we're actually getting to something I just mentioned in the update. Torrey Lovello extended by the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is our Arizona Sports poll question, by the way. Forgot to mention that. Do you agree with the Diamondbacks' decision to extend Torrey Lovello for another year and then there's an option for 2023? Yes, he deserves another shot, or no, Lovello needed to go. What do you guys think?
Compelling arguments on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem
Neither
with it,
I.
So I think yes, he deserves another shot. Is the answer? I feel better.
I don't think he had a shot this year, so I think he deserves next year.
That is so very well said.
It
absolutely
is.
All right.
Bick's good at this radio thing.
What? Good with words and thoughts?
Thank you both.
And communicating
you're
them?
You're good at this radio stuff.
Shut up, Jarrett.
Oh, man. All right. We voted, and 64% of our voters agree. Yes, he deserved another shot.
36%. Do you know what Picayune means, by the way?
No.
I just have to bring that in. 36% say Lovello should have been gone.
But I'll tell you what, the people that were against that move by the Diamondbacks were very loud about it.
Oh, yes.
And they are very upset about
that's
it.
That's usually how it goes, isn't it? Yeah. The fringe is always the most.
Thank you, Sarah. That's
vocal.
Today's Sanderson
Sarah.
Ford poll question on ArizonaSports.com.
Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. Skewered. The sports kebab.
All right, Jarrett, I just walked out into the newsroom.
Yeah.
This last commercial break, and a coworker said,
"Oh,
finish strong, Vinny." And I was like, it's really not up to me.
A lot of buzz in the newsroom about the sports kebab.
Yeah, it's
up.
Really up to Jarrett Carlin to finish strong.
Well, I hate to start off by saying, man, oh, man, boy, oh, boy. You're going to have to excuse me, guys. I'm exhausted. I just flew in from Tucson, and boy, are my middle fingers tired. Holy crap. What in the name of John Makovic happened to my beloved Wildcats last Saturday? They lost to the lowly, the lousy, the 0-2 Northern Arizona Lumberjacks, proving the old adage. If you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. But if you try to teach a fish to coach, he eats it hard every week.
Oh. That's good.
The
Wild off and running, folks.
Thank you. The Wildcats, they were 31-point favorites at home, and they lost to an FCS team. And not even a good one. I mean, come on, people. People don't go to Flagstaff to play football, okay? For goodness sakes. There was a 10-minute delay in the third quarter. You probably saw this, Sarah.
I did.
Where one of the NAU players tried to carve the football into a bong. And this wasn't even a good NAU team. They lost their previous two games by an average of 26 points. That team was so bad.
How bad were they?
Even Eric Idle wouldn't call the Lumberjacks okay. Arizona, on the other hand, man, they're just miserable. Eric Idle was in Monty Python.
Yes, he was.
Okay. Now, Arizona, they're just miserable. They can't run. They can't catch. Their quarterbacks have the throwing accuracy of Conor McGregor in a slim-cut suit. Seriously, this was the saddest thing to involve Lumber and Jack since Kate Winslet didn't let Leo DiCaprio's Titanic character climb on the wooden door with her in the ocean. That was a long way to go for that joke. Seriously, U of A football. Think about this in context. Arizona football is the most embarrassing team of a school's embarrassing sports program and a completely embarrassing conference. Seriously, three games into the year, the only undefeated team in the entire Pac-12 South doesn't even play in the Pac-12. BYU has defeated three Pac-12 South schools this year. I haven't seen someone get crushed by a cougar like that since Ashton Kutcher's divorce settlement with Demi Moore.
Babe.
Speaking of him, speaking of people who don't look like they bathe, Aaron Rodgers continues to be in the news. This time Aaron Rodgers is criticizing the media for how they're reporting on him. Now, I'm not surprising that Rodgers took offense to this TV coverage, but I am surprised that he was even able to get a TV signal from the carpeted van that he clearly now lives in. I mean, have you seen Aaron Rodgers?
No.
What does he look like, Jarrett?
He looks like, kind of looks like if a Yeti worked in a used record store.
Oh, gosh.
He looks like the type of guy who works in those weird massage parlors in malls where they massage you in a chair that's, like, right in the mall. I just thought that was so weird.
It is a weird place to get a massage.
Aaron Rodgers looks like a cross between a 90s reggae musician, and Scooby-Doo's stoner friend. He looks like the ultimate Shaggy. But elsewhere in the NFL, there are some big games this week, and perhaps none bigger than Rams versus Buccaneers. Could be a preview of the NFC Championship
game.
There it is.
There it is.
Should be a great matchup, because when you think about it, look at this. Each team has a coach with a great offensive mind. Each team has aspirations for a Super Bowl. And each team has a quarterback with an unusually large head. Now, I will say that they have different kinds of large heads, you know, when you think. Matthew Stafford has a big, round, fat head, you know?
Yeah, he does.
Tom Brady has a weird, long, tall head. And I just hope that they don't stand next to each other, or someone may confuse them for a thumb and pointer finger. Locally, locally, the Cardinals got a huge win last week when the Vikings missed a last-second field goal. My goodness, I haven't seen that much commotion over a wide ball since Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend.
Oh, my God.
So now...
That one got approved, huh?
I didn't even ask. Don't point those things out and let them...
it's my fault.
Football. I'm talking about a football. So now... This week, the Cardinals play the Jacksonville Jaguars and head coach Urban Meyer. Now, while Meyer is not exactly thriving in the NFL so far, I do think he's happy to be back in Florida. Because have you seen how tan Urban Meyer is this day?
How tan is he?
I'm not saying that Urban Meyer has the skin color of a hot dog, but he's thinking of changing his first name to Oscar.
Oscar.
And finally, the first trailer for Kurt Warner's movie American Underdog came out. And I gotta say, it looks pretty good, actually. I didn't have high expectations. Actually looked pretty good. And I have to say, also, that I'm even more excited for the upcoming Josh Rosen movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see this?
Wow. No.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Kurt Warner movie. But in this film, the star quarterback starts off playing in the NFL, and then a few years later has to work in a grocery store.
Good job, Jared.
Thank you. That's a good punctuation mark right there.
That was good. The Jared Fish joke was spectacular.
Jared Carlin and the Sports Kebab Fridays at 9:30. You can follow Jared on Twitter at JaredGC.
Now shut up, Jared.
He doesn't know why that's his Twitter handle, but it is. JarredGC.
Can you just change it to at Jared Carlin, or is that taken?
No, you can't change your name.
True.
You can change your name, but not your handle.
You can change your handle.
Can
you
I?
Just, yeah, you just would lose the verification that
you
don't have.
Speaking of verifications that we don't have, our show doesn't have a verification. And it also
That's probably right.
But why is our show not Bickley and Murata? Why is it Bickley _ Murata? I always wondered that.
I don't know. I didn't create the account.
Maybe because when it was created, the show wasn't called.
Oh, stop it now.
No.
Come on.
Working it out on the air.
Yeah, here. At Dan Bickley Show with Vince Murata is just too many characters. All right. Thank you, Jarrett. Coming up, final thoughts and a reminder to all media members, please be careful on how you phrase your questions to Nick Saban moving forward. That and more next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Bickley and Murata, Song of the Day. Brought to you by Sonic. This is how we Sonic. Stop by your nearest location today for the new Sonic Grilled Cheeseburger. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade.
I'm glad you played the beginning of this song, Jarrett.
Yeah.
I love the beginning of this song. And the rest of it, too, for that matter.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not embarrassed
it
that
really
I got dragged
takes
to this concert.
What year did this song come out with? Like 99?
Yeah, right around there, I think. The aforementioned Nelly Furtado. Before she was dropping Steve Nash's name in
Steve Nash, right?
I'm like a bird.
A cardinal, perhaps?
Perhaps. That is today's song of the day to get you into the weekend.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, Daily Dose of Vinny Joe Trivia today. Coming off of Thursday Night Football, Sam Darnold had a historic stat line last night.
Yeah?
Not too many guys in the history of the National Football League have had games where they've thrown for 300 yards and also run for two touchdowns. In fact, it's only happened 34 times since 1950. Wow. Your Vinny Joe trivia question today is...
Name all 34.
No, there's only three quarterbacks that have done that three times. And here's your hint. One of them is active. One of them wants to be active. And one of them is retired and in the Hall of Fame.
Have at it, Jarrett.
So the one that wants to be active is Cam Newton.
Cam Newton is one. Yeah, he's done it three times.
What's the exact stat again?
At least 300 yards passing and two rushing touchdowns in the same game.
All right, so it's either Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson. I'm going to go. Oh, it's neither.
Wow.
Nope. Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Think about the most unlikely guy you can.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady has done that three times.
I guess if you play 20.
You're kidding me.
You play, you play
right.
20 years.
That's true.
And he's also, it's not like he's running for a ton of yards in those games, but that goal line, he's very good at the goal line plunge. In fact, in one of those games, he had seven carries for 6 yards and two touchdowns as a 42-year-old. The retired one is, any guess? A lefty.
And Tarkenton.
A lefty.
And Stabler.
Either Steve
Mark
Young.
Mark Brunell.
Or
Steve Young.
Oh, so of course.
Is the correct answer.
Steve Young was good.
I want to get into this real quick before we get into our thoughts on the Cardinals going into the weekend. Nick Saban taking exception to a question in a press conference. What else is new?
What has Jaleel Billingsley proven to you to see his role increased as the season's moved on?
Well, he's doing what he's supposed to do. He practices better. He's more engaged. He's more focused on what he's supposed to do, and he's having more positive performance on the field, which is what any player is supposed to do. I think that did any of you play sports? I mean, the coach is supposed to play the best players, right? And then it's up to the players to do what they're supposed to do so they get to play because they become one of the best players. So that's what he's doing now. But I don't know. Maybe if you didn't play, maybe that's not something that you quite get.
Oof. Go to Aaron.
So to answer your question, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Oof. He's not wrong.
No, he's not.
But it's the wrong tone.
It's so condescending. It just...
Any of you play sports? Any of you fat nerds ever play sports?
What a dork. Right, right.
He could have answered the same way. He's improved in practice. He's doing what he's supposed to do. All right, Cardinals, Jaguars. I think it's... A relatively easy win for the Cardinals.
The only thing that really worries me is the fact that Urban Meyer probably knows college systems very well.
Ooh. Food for thought. You save that until right now, Bick? All week we talk about this game, you save that until now?
Cardinals win by two touchdowns.
Exactly. Yeah, I got them by 14 as well. I think it's a weekend of football routes involving Arizona teams. I think ASU beats up on Colorado. Oh. And
Arizona beats up on Oregon.
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
no. Right?
Yes.
No. Yeah, Arizona beats up on Oregon. Kind of like Dan Bickley's losing streak ending in Mock My World
right.
in convincing route fashion.
Yes. Time. We'll get to that. Yeah.
It's the Ducks in a landslide. Thanks to Michael DiRocco for joining us. Thanks to you for hanging out too. Have a great, safe weekend. Hopefully, we see you tonight at a rock bar. Wolf and Luke are up next, and we
Burnsy!
Leave you with
what's going on.
A taste of what. The week was like on this show. Another three-on-one break. Carlin, the only one back, and he's dunked on again. Time out, Carlin. Hit it.
Be funny or shut up, Jared.
If I just fixed my face, I'd be a supermodel.
You know Luke Lipinski.
Kind of interesting. No, kind of stupid. Consider yourself...
Rebooted.
Consider yourself...
Rebooted.
Consider yourself Splash.
Burnsy!
$40 million.
You're back.
Back.
They're back.
I'm back.
Blood Grant.
Cesar Geronimo.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yeah.
When Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die.
Fluffering fuckatash.
Jaguar. Jaguar.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while yet.
Your Excellency.
Hey. You kids are soft. You lack discipline.
Put them up. Put them up.
Unquenchable together.
I'll put your one-eyed potato up on the back.
Great character. 100% ball security. Great character. No hats backwards. So great character. So no earrings in the building.
So proud of these guys.
So proud of these guys.
Get yourself a haircut.
He looks like a young Batman.
Extra, extra.
Great.
On with the countdown.
Number three. Let's get ready to rumble.
All right, who brought the dog?
A possible preview of the NFC Championship game.
And the renderings.
The renderings. Think of the renderings.
Outstanding.
We have a kicker.
Where's Carlin at?
Has the NFL figured out Lamar Jackson?
You can't figure out Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
He's unfigureoutable. Yeah,
flex on this, Bickley.
Now you're going to get flexed on. Cover your feet, Jarrett.
Shave your toes, Jarrett.
Stop rubbing your toes, Jarrett.
Zip, right. Zop, zoop. Pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter.
Aight. Oof da.
Oh. Think I want to know you.
Oh, wait.
Are you a promiscuous girl?
A big turd sandwich.
Vince, you're gorgeous.
I am a rusted steel trap.
I'm wearing overalls and a striped old-timey hat.
I don't remember getting flashed.
Sorry about eating all those bugs. I'm going to go back to my waterfront hut.
Dynamite drop in there, Vinny.
Wow. Keep going. This is great.
Are you not entertained?